We're doing the Netivot Shalom on Shabbat Bamidbar, and the topic is B'Shabbat Nitna Torah LeYisrael. The Torah was given to Israel specifically on Shabbos. And the subtopic is the Shabbos before the receipt of the Torah. So ordinarily we read Bamidbar, the final week before Shavuos. This year we'll also read Naso beforehand. Amru Chazal. The Talmud tells us in Tractate Shabbos, we have an argument about whether the Torah was received on the 5th, 6th, 7th. What day of the month of Sivan did we receive the Torah? But the Talmud says, irrespective of what day it was, whether Nisan that year had 30 days or 29 days, whether Iyar that year had 30 days or 29 days, it doesn't matter. What everyone does agree on is, V'dekuli alma b'Shabbat nitna Torah liYisrael. Everyone agrees that it was on a Shabbos. The whole argument is what day of the month was it, but what day of the week? That's agreed. Uchidita sham b'Gemara, the Talmud over there says that according to the first opinion, Dilatanakama, Chal Yom Vav Sivan Shuhu Hashishi lebiatam b'Shabbat. The first opinion says, the 6th of Sivan fell out on Shabbos. Rav Yossi says the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. And he says, right, but the 7th fell out on Shabbos. Hosif Moshe Yom Echad Midato, Valide Zayam Matan Torah B'Shabbat. He says that the Jews had to prepare 3 days, and Moshe added a day. So that brought them to Shabbos. What we see here is the sages were alluding to this idea that the receipt of Torah was really brought about through the Holy Shabbos. So we have to understand this from a few different angles. The preparation for receiving the Torah was with Hashem's commandment that preceded the receiving of the Torah. What does Hashem tell us? V'atem tiyu li, you will be for me, mamlechet kohanim, a nation, a kingdom of kohanim, servants, holy servants, v'goy kadosh, and a saintly, a holy nation. V'biur bazeh, ki ha-Torah nitna le-mishu kfar yehudi. So, the Torah was given to people who were already Jewish. They don't have Torah yet, but they're Jewish. There's a preparation. Hashem says, I'm declaring that you are mamlecht kohanim v'goy kadosh, but you're already Jewish. V'achana lekabalat haTorah liyot yehudi. How do you prepare for receiving Torah? Be Jewish. Oh, good question. Let's see.
V'inyan. How to prepare for?
Let's hear. He's building up. V'inyan v'atem tiyuli mamlecht kohanim v'goy kadosh zagdha ma'u yehudi. So when the Torah says, be a kingdom of Kohanim, a holy nation, the Torah is defining for us what's our job as a Jew. What are you supposed to do? Mashma'ut goy kadosh. What does it mean to be a holy nation? Hu sheyudi yeh kadosh b'chol ma'uto. That means to be holy to one's essence, to the core. Lo rak ha'nefesh ruach v'neshama yiyu kadoshim. Not only the spiritual part of our being should be holy, but also our physical body, yiye kadosh, has to be holy as well. Mocho, one's mind, yiye moach kadosh, will be a holy mind. Bedeot v'ashkafot kadoshim, with holy perspectives, with a holy knowledge. Halev yiye kadosh, b'kdushat ha-tshukot v'artzoniyot. The heart will be holy in one's desires, in the things one's attracted to. The gamei evarim atachtonim, and even the lower limbs. We know the body is divided, right? From the waist up are the sophisticated limbs. You have your heart, you have your mind, you have your mouth, you have your eye, you have your ear. And then you go from the waist down, it seems the more animalistic, the more simple, the more crass limbs. The gamei evarim atachtonim, and the lower limbs as well, yiyu kedushim, will be holy. Goy kadosh, when we're told that we're to be a holy nation, that means bechol chelkei yaguf, tachtiyim, shniim, v'shlishiim. All parts of the body are holy. Bekilshon ha-pasuk, v'anshei kodesh tiyun li, as the verse says, be holy men. ולכאורה איך יכול יהודי להגיע לכך? So how does a Jew reach such a level? שיהיה בבחינת גוי קדוש, he should be a holy nation. פרה ומוטבע בחומר, wait a second. I am made of mud. I know what I'm made out of. And when I don't eat, I get hungry. And we're all human. We have physical needs and desires. שכל ענייניו הפך העניין הקדושה. And that physical makeup is seems counter to holiness. ובכל מעשה חומרי מתרחקים מהקדושה. We have a rule here. Every physical action distances one from holiness. When one does an action that's in pursuit of the physical, he's moving away from holiness. וכמאמר רב הקדוש רמם מויטבסק, as one of the rabbis said, שכל הנהג השמית היא בחינת נרגן מפריד אלוף. Every time a person goes to have a physical enjoyment, it's separating him, it's moving him further away from holiness. Wait a second, so what am I supposed to do? I need to eat, I need to drink, I need to live life, and I'll tell you a secret, I also need to enjoy it. But yeah, it's part of being human, so how do I do that? I'm supposed to be holy, but I'm also human. אכן הדרך לזה היא רק בכוח השבת קודש. You want to know the secret? The path is through Shabbos. כן, הקדוש ברוך הוא בא בתרוניה עם בריאותיו. We have a rule in Shas, in Halacha. God does not make demands which are unfair. So if he's telling us to be holy and he put us in a physical body, there has to be a meeting ground. ונתן את כוח השבת. So God gave us the strength of Shabbos. שעל ידו יוכל יהודי להגיע לקדושה. Through the strength of Shabbos, we can channel our desires. There's a mitzvah to be intimate with one's wife on Friday night. There's a mitzvah to eat delicious food on Shabbos. Yes, through the Shabbos, a Jew has strength to attain holiness. וכדאיתא בראשית חוכמה, as the work Reshit Chochma writes, it says, ויברך אלוקים את יום השביעי ויקדש אותו. God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. So the Reishis Chochma explains, שהשבת הוא השורש והמקור לכל ענייני קדושה. Shabbos is the root of all holiness. ובכל העניינים שיהודי רוצה להמשיך על עצמו קדושה, and anything that a Jew wants to bring upon himself holiness, הדרך לקבל זאת, the way to attain holiness, היא משבת מעיין הקדושה, is from Shabbos, which is the wellspring of holiness. Now let's think back. What do we remember from this past Shabbos? If we would have discussed it before we read this, our conversation would have revolved around the chulent, how late I slept, maybe I had a good walk, maybe it was too hot in the dorms, too cold in the dorms. So there's a beautiful mashal that Rav Tzvi Schwartz from Eish HaTorah, he used to be the Rosh Yeshiva of Eish HaTorah's Hesder Yeshiva, he says a beautiful, memorable mashal. Goes as follows. Imagine you're dating a girl. And imagine it's going really well. And it's starting to get serious. And it reaches a point where you think it's really serious. This is for real. So you invite her on a date. You go looking and you find the restaurant that's overlooking the old city. And you set up the time. It's exactly before sunset, so that you guys are sitting down and watching the most beautiful sunset. You go to the waiter beforehand and you arrange to have a violinist come and play just far enough away that you have privacy on the one hand and you have the beautiful music on the other hand. You arrange a little gift, you talk to the waiter beforehand, look, I'm going to give you the signal, you come over, you bring her something. And you arrange the dessert, and you work out every aspect of the meal down to the T. Where you're going to sit, which seats you're buying just to ensure you have privacy, you have the area around you quiet. And you come out there, and you're sitting down for the meal, and it's gorgeous, just the way you dreamed. You're having the meal, you're looking at the sunset, and then the moment comes when you think everything's ready, and after the waiters brought dessert, and you're sitting there enjoying the beautiful air, the beautiful sunset, and you tell her, look, I want to ask you a serious question, and she knows what you're about to ask, and she says, hey, we both know I'm about to say yes, but this is a very exciting moment. And we're both very taken by the beauty of the moment. In all honesty, let's talk tomorrow. Let's look back at this. And then let's see where we're holding. So you're a gentleman. You accept it. You have that box in your pocket. And you say, beautiful. Let's talk tomorrow. So you finish the date. You're walking. And you tell yourself, look, we're both interested. We're going to have all of our lives together. So she wants a little bit more time to think about it. That's fine. She's not saying there's anything wrong. She's saying, I want to think about it. That's great. She doesn't want to make a rash move. I was sure she was ready for it now. Okay. So you call her the next day. And you ask her, well, what do you think? And she says, well, what do you think? Guys, get ready. That's what's going to happen. It's always the way it works. You ask a girl, what do you think? She asks you back first. And you say, yesterday was very special. She says, really, what was special? So you say, the mousse for dessert just melted in your mouth. The steak was the finest steak I ever remember eating. The violinist was out of this world. You know, I couldn't have imagined it would be so nice. And let's see, what was the first course? You're going, and suddenly you hear a dead, you know, the phone's been hung up, right? So, what bothers her? Hey, wait a second.
You didn't say she was special.
Ah, what about her? Right? Wasn't that all supportive of her?
If she was going to hug up like that after all you put into it, you're better off. That's harsh. I don't blame her for being upset, but just to go dead on the phone like that, that's tough.
So, Rav Schwartz gives that as an example. I learned my romance from him, right? He told this story. So he quotes this story as an example of what Shabbos can be like. Here we are, we're given a gift, something which is really, it's the one mitzvah in Torah that the Torah calls a gift. Matana tova yeshli bevet nazai. God tells Moshe, go prepare the Jews. I'm giving them a fantastic gift. I'm giving them a special soul. They need a special soul, and neshama yaseira, in order to be able to connect to Shabbos, they need a special soul. I'm giving them that. Go prepare them. Hey. And then we come into Shabbos, and we're not well rested. We walk into Shabbos after some guy over here gave a chul at night. We're up till 2 in the morning. We don't bother catching up on sleep. We walk into Shabbos ready to crash. The first thing we're thinking about is what's for dinner. The second thing we're thinking about is there an oneg? And the third thing we're thinking about is how early can I get to bed and how late can I stay in bed? But I still want to make the chulin. Ah, okay, I'll get out of bed, I'll get the chulin, I'll get back into bed. And then you come out of Shabbos and you look back and, whoa, okay, I rested. That was good. What? You had a source, a tremendous potential to connect to things you can't connect to the whole week. Shabbos shines on the whole week. It's like walking out of the date and saying the mousse just melted in your mouth. And she looks at you and says, you're thinking about the mousse. Wait a second. What happened here? That's Shabbos. But we're very taken by the mousse and the chont and everything else. We used to have here at Mechon Meir, we used to have a Seder where we'd get up early. Shabbos morning, we'd daven either Vasikin or at 6 o'clock in the morning. And then by 8 o'clock, we were done davening. Guys would come to my house, we'd make Kiddush and sit down and learn for 2-3 hours until the Mechon was finished davening. And then guys would come to the meal after 2-3 hours of learning. And anyone who participated would admit that they never had such a Shabbos. You know, a Shabbos where you can get up early and then learn. Enjoyable learning. And then come into the meal with Torah. You're not rolling out of bed into the meal. And then, of course, after the meal, people would rest. And then they'd have their other learning. And then Shabbos suddenly becomes a place of holiness. If Friday night, you don't walk into Friday white. So then you have koach after the meal. I used to learn Friday night the Medrash Tanchuma on the Parsha. You could take the Medrash says, Take something different. Not what you do all week. Take an English medrash says, or whatever language you're comfortable with. Start reading it. Make Friday, Shabbos, into a holy thing. We used to have over here, before davening, Friday afternoon, people would show up and learn for an hour or two. You walk into Shabbos, you finished everything. You made your phone calls, you shut your cell phone, you wished your parents good Shabbos. You walk into here an hour and a half before davening, and you sit down to learn. And now you're walking into Shabbos. This goes back to the guy in last class who asked, I quoted a guy who asked, how do you sense holiness in a shul? Question is, how do you prepare for going into shul? How do you prepare for going into Shabbos? If I'm walking in, well rested and ready, then I could tap into Shabbos. So we're going to pick up in 1 second.